Remember the COVID-1984 nightmare where digital vaccine passports locked you out of your own life? Well, folks, that was just a beta test. And now the World Health Organization, bankrolled by Bill Gates himself, has just dropped the blueprint for your future digital cage. And this isn't some conspiracy theory. It's all in black and white, straight from their October bulletin. And here it is. It's titled Digital Transformation and the Immunization Agenda 2030. And it's only 3 pages, but it reads like a dystopian novel. Let me just read some of it to you here. We'll give you the gist of it, and then we'll break it all down. It says, digital transformation is the intentional, systemic implementation of integrated digital applications that change how governments plan, execute, measure, and monitor programs. This transformation can accelerate progress towards the Immunization Agenda 2030, which aims to ensure that everyone, everywhere, at every age, fully benefits from vaccines. Here we describe how digital transformation can help achieve equitable immunization outcomes, and we outline recommendations for governments and global partners to ensure that children in low and middle income countries can benefit fairly. They go on to say digital transformation can facilitate a child's journey to full immunization. Personalized alerts and reminders improve parents' knowledge and awareness and help them plan and prepare for visits. At point of service, electronic immunization registries, electronic child health records, and geospatial mapping of both services and communities help health workers understand where children are missing vaccines or timely vaccinations and where outreach is needed. So yes, you heard that right. In their latest bulletin, they just outlined a global digital ID system. And the system is designed to track every shot from birth to grave. The second your child is born, they get tagged with a personal record. A unique ID is instantly locked in so that they can track you forever. It goes on here to say, a newborn whose electronic immunization record is populated with, and wait for it, personally identifiable information, benefits because health workers can retrieve their records through unique identifiers or demographic details, generate lists of unvaccinated children, and remind parents to bring them for vaccination. Community health workers, CHWs, who identify children during home visits and other community activities can refer them for vaccination through an electronic immunization registry or electronic child health records. If parents do not own a phone, facility staff can send reminders to the local CHW. Furthermore, with a national electronic immunization record, a child can be followed up anywhere within the country and referred electronically from one health facility to another, even if that child presents for care for another purpose, such as curative care. The receiving health worker can continue vaccination confident of the doses the child has already received or missed. Vaccination status checks and catch-up vaccinations at school start, during community outreach, and during supplementary immunization activities and campaigns becomes logistically more feasible with electronic records. An electronic record also facilitates life course vaccinations, which are administered later in life because it is a permanent and faster to review than facility-based and home-based records. It also says these records can help predict the size and distribution of target populations for life course doses and enable patient reminders regarding later doses. This isn't health, guys. This is total control. Even if you want to homeschool your kid, they want you to prove that they've been jabbed. And if you try to leave, your record will follow you. If you try to cross borders, you'll be scanned at the gate. If you miss a shot or a booster update, that's going to mean no school, no job, and no flight. Proof of compliance won't be optional. They want to make it your golden ticket to society. And they want this lifelong leash to be driven by AI. Check this out. Artificial intelligence, AI, can also improve the program's performance. AI is currently used sporadically and inconsistently for immunization programming, but the case studies demonstrate its utility in identifying and targeting the unreached, identifying critical service bottlenecks, combating misinformation, and optimizing task management through innovative applications. Additional strategic applications include analyzing population-level data, predicting service needs and spread of disease, identifying barriers to immunization, and enhancing nutrition and health status assessments via mobile technology. Given the proliferation of AI, exploring how it can benefit immunization programs is timely, with a focus on improving practices and standards on data, quality, privacy, security, and ethics. A global blueprint and increased investments in digital public infrastructure are critical starting points to enable governments to develop digital health roadmaps and build the foundations needed for digital transformation. Guys, I wish this was some dystopian novel, but it's not. It's their blueprint for total control in the future. But here's the truth. They can't enforce this without your compliance. So I hope you're ready to shred the blueprint. We have to build local networks. We have to reject the jabs and reject the scans, because they just unveiled the final plan here. A global biometric AI-driven digital ID that owns you from the moment you draw your first breath until the day that they decide you've had enough. So we need to rise up now, my friends, before this cage snaps shut, because your freedom is worth the fight. If you're like me and you've never been tested, you've never been jabbed, you never wore the masks, and you fully refused to comply, congratulations, because you're on the right side of history. And we're going to need you guys to lead by example when the next pandemic comes. So this is their blueprint for tomorrow. Unless we burn it today. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Please share this video far and wide with your friends and your family who need to see it the most. Make sure you subscribe to me if you're new here, or follow me depending on wherever you happen to be watching this video. Stay vigilant, keep fighting the good fight, and stay tuned, my friends. I'm gonna have more video reports coming soon, God willing. This is Dan Dix reporting for Press for Truth. We all want truth. The truth will set you free.